we have the topic of Ojo, and inshallah we're going to try our best to describe and demonstrate it, what exactly the meaning of Ojo. But to do that, we are setting up the stage as that there is a majlis happening, and it is the majlis of 7th of Muharram, and the marsiya is about to be started, and we just finished and done with Hadith e Qissa. So here the scene is going to start. And you know, we're considering all of you a part of that budget. So you are all connected with us. So for Muhammad wa ala Muhammad salawat.
Seventh night of Ayyam Mehra, and we just started our program. So to start off the program, I would invite Mr. Mehdi, please come on the stage and start the program with the recitation of Quran. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Every shaheed that we martyred had a very special space in Karbala. But we know that the seventh night is associated with Shahada Masjid. A unique Shahada which is not even explainable very easily. And this, and today, in this night, we all want our youths to have a very special connection with Shahada Masjid. I understand that we are running short on time, but with all that, if I say it, I would request Brother Ali to please come and recite Surah from Quran. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna tenet al-kotar. Fasallar l-rabbaka manar. Inna shani ka hol aftar.
So before we proceed towards Mercy, I'll just take a short time, and as I said, that the youth has a very special connection with Shahada Masjid. I would request Brother Ali to please come on this stage and recite Dua e Mahzan. Brother Nabi, Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma
and as I stated earlier as well, that these are young people that come and go very quickly. We all are here for a purpose. We have to push, we have to get pushed out to our Imam, and we have to establish that special connection with Karbala, which should be the model of our lives, no matter what we do. But we all are thankful to Allah that He gave us this opportunity of being alive in these ayami Allah as well. These ayami Allah come and go very quickly. Today we have a very special guest, a very famous Masih Afghan, Raza Bhai. We are very grateful to him that he is here. And unfortunately, we are running short on time. We already have just 30 minutes for Maulana. So I would humbly request Raza Bhai to please come on this stage to recite Masih. And he has, unfortunately, we could give him only 5 minutes, and I am extremely sorry for him. Please draw us. Please recite a loud salawat for Raza Bhai. Brother, what happened? Please, sorry.
Are you kidding me?
What
happened?
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. I'm really sorry. Because I see all the people are here.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
You're giving me 5 minutes?
We really respect
you. Sorry, I'm really sorry.
How can I really respect you? Please.
I came from Lama. I came to the center. People invited me. I thought I'll be given my 15, 20 minutes at least. No, sorry. I'm really sorry.
Rajan is the 7th of October. I am really impressed.
I'm really sorry, sir. I'm really sorry. I'm not gonna come to this center again. If I cannot get, if I cannot get this respect here, I'm not gonna come.
I'll be reading the screen with the time.
This center, I'm enough of it. I'm really tired of it. I'll go to Dr. Saab Center. He sends car. He sends universities. I'm gonna go next time to his center. Please. I have to leave. I have to go somewhere. Really, I mean, this is not good. This is really. I really have to go. Please. Please give me 5 minutes. Five big minutes to your Maulana. I have to go.
This woman brother just left the center, and he's now went to his home discussing and nursing the management of the center. And here it is, here he is at his house, sitting at a dining table asking his wife to make her a good tea after the tiring day. And this is disappointment he went. Here is he.
Too much, too much. It was just too much.
Why didn't you read your why didn't you read your Marcid?
They don't give respect to me. Why should I read Marcia? You know who they are and who I am? I have the best voice in the world. I recite Marcia all the time. In all the big centers, I'm not gonna recite Marcia in their small center, stinking there.
Don't you know who is waiting to hear your voice?
Everybody was there. All of these people were there, sitting there, looking at me. I'm gonna show them.
Bibi Fatma was there, Bibi Zana was there, Bibi Umid Farwa was there, but they left because they saw a very bad disease in you. They left because they found you to be proud, and this is a very bad disease.
Who was there?
Bibi Fatma was there.
Oh my God.
Here's your list of good deeds. It's looking a bit short. You were reading for fame and popularity, and not for the love of Allah and ill bit. I would be worried if I were you.
Now this brother has just wake up from his dream and realized what he has done. Because of his ujub, because of his self-pride.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Allah. Allah, astaghfirullah. All these years I thought I was reciting for Ahlul Bayt, for the love of Ahlul Bayt, for the love of Allah. I thought I have the best voice in the world.
We may all be a victim of this disease.
I think this was only for me, for myself. I thought I'll be famous. I'll have all the popularity in the world. I'll be the American Idol, the next American Idol. I don't think it's gonna happen. Allah, I have to go back. I have to go back. I have to ask for apologies. I cannot be like this. I have to stand straight and ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I ask for your mercy. I ask for your rahmah, Allah. Please forgive me. All these years I thought that I'm something, but I'm nothing. Sorry.
This is a disease of the nafs. This disease will kill a person, just like the person is never going to feel that what he is in. Please ask forgiveness from Allah that He protect us from all these diseases of nafs, especially the disease of self-pride. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
How we say in Farsi, considering yourself to be good, there's nothing wrong with me. That's called ujub. Now, Prophet Yahya ibn Zakariya alayhi salam, once he saw Shaytan and he asked him, tell me about a sin. If a person, in other words, if a person performs that one sin, then you will have control over him. So basically then you are in charge, you are in control. And Shaitan replied, ujb. So if a person has this one illness in his soul, then he ends up considering himself to be good. I'm so nice, there's nothing wrong with me. Then this person must understand that his control is now in the hands of Shaitan. The problem with the ujb is that a person ignores his own bad deeds and faults and shortcomings and eyes his good deeds only, so he ends up considering himself to be good. Isn't that right? Whereas we are fallible humans. At no stage of our life are we supposed to ignore our bad deeds. The moment we ignore the bad deeds and bad spiritual attributes, our spiritual uplift is sabotaged, is jeopardized. You no longer spiritually get elevated any further. And that's the destruction of the soul. We have Ayatollah Al-Uthma Sheikh Al-Ansari, such a great marji of ours. His books are taught in the Hausa since more than 200 years. He used to go to his fellow classmate Ayatollah Mazen Darani every Thursday to seek advice. Despite the fact Ayatollah Mazen Darani was not a marji. So Ayatollah Ansari used to go to Ayatollah Mazen Darani. So at no stage of our life, even if we become a marji, we are not supposed to think that we are now so good and there's nothing wrong with me. We should be always open for advices and nasihat from those who have more ilm, more knowledge and more taqwa and piety and higher level of tahara and cleanliness of the soul as compared to us, and be open to listen and accept their advices. So the problem of the person in ujub is that he ignores his bad deeds. And the problem with mutakabbir is that he pays attention to the ni'mat, the blessing of Allah that he has given him, and ignores the mun'im, ignores the Allah who has provided the blessing. And through him, he has the strength and the power. So the most strong, who is Allah, who provides every strength, is ignored. And a blessing of Allah is what he's paying attention to. So so basically, if we always keep in mind our faults and forget our good deeds and remember our bad deeds, things that you did good towards the rest of the people, forget about that. Things that you did wrong towards the people, always keep in your mind. Spiritual bad attributes, always pay attention to those. Nice things that you have in your personality, always ignore it. This kind of person will always continue to get elevated, probably spiritually elevated. Why? Because accepting and confessing your shortcoming is the step number one towards improvement. If you don't confess and don't accept your shortcoming, you can never improve. And that's the problem of the person in the ujub. He does not pay attention to his shortcomings and faults and sins. Instead, he's paying attention to his good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt and the Holy Prophet, who did not stand in need of any human's advice, because Prophet is the one for whom the entire universe is created to be subservient and musakhar towards Rasulullah. But the same Rasulullah is sometimes we find is seeking advice from Jibreel. And angels knew nothing. The hadith says, Sabbahna fa sabbahat al malaika. We did the tasbih, and hence the malaika did the tasbih. So even the angels did not know how to do the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They learned everything from the noor of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. So angels are students of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. But still, the same Holy Prophet, who is so high, comes and he asks Jibreel alayhi salam, "Ifni, advise me." And Jibreel also advises. And Jibreel says, "Ishma shaita fa innaka mayyit, live as long as you wish to. But remember, in other words, that you are going to die. So one day we are going to die." Look at the advices of Jibreel. "Ahbib ma shaita fa innaka mufariquhu." Love whatever you wish to love. But remember, one day you're going to part away and leave your beloved. So, we must understand anything and everything we get attached in this world, we are going to leave that, and when we leave, it will be painful. May Allah relieve all from the illness of ujub and takabbur in order for us to be spiritually successful.